My name is Barbara London. I'm a curator in the Department of Media and Performance Art at MoMA. And this is part three of a series that began 3 years ago, looking at music. Being a curator of contemporary art means that primary information comes often from artists. So a lot of what I learned with the history over the many years comes directly from conversations, from reading, from looking, and from going to clubs. I've had long, long conversations with Christian Markley about his work, how he works. So I was fascinated, of course, in how he, as a student in Boston at art school, then invited Dan Graham and Kim Gordon, even before Sonic Youth was something, to come up and kind of perform. When he was still a student, he was curating an event. And of course, there's Christian doing these beautiful records that he actually used, where he hacked them with a jeweler's saw and, you know, made these beautiful colored full objects that then he could play with a record player, you know, old cheap old record player that we used to have as kids, and sling it over his shoulder as if it were a guitar and could perform. So that was quite, you know, shocking to some people. So the way he was appropriating and using just old technology, a record that he cut up and glued, and a record player. So my question now is, and I want to try to deal with it, is this just another language? And is some of the work, say Christian Markley's new piece, Clock, which people lined up for 4 hours and waited to see at Paula Cooper's, I don't think it's just about appropriation. It's, you know, Christian hit on something that is like a memento mori, that people would sit in front of a Northern Renaissance painting and look at that snuffed out candle and the dying flowers and think about life. So I think we have a ways to go in figuring out what that is going to become. And I think breakthroughs happen out of left field, someone we don't know about, or we only get a little inkling about. So I think it's in this 80s and 90s that we see the sampling and the remix kind of, you know, really develop further. But I think we haven't seen the end of it.